Welcome to episode 145 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we take a look at how Francis Scott Key's poem became the United States national anthem. This week we've looked at the Battle of Baltimore from several angles. We investigated Fort McHenry itself. We learned about Francis Scott Key. We stood next to that towering American flag. And we lived through the bombardment that Key captured in his poem, The Defense of Fort McHenry. So how did the poem go from a piece of paper to a major symbol of the United States? Well, it all started in a gentleman's club back in England, of all places. In the 1770s, a man named John Smith, wrote a tune that became known as the Anacreontic Song. It was the theme song of the Anacreontic Society, a group of guys who got together from time to time in London. Contrary to kind of modern myth, it wasn't actually a drinking song, even though it does talk about drinking in the original lyrics. The tune was popular, if hard to hum, and a number of lyricists of the time took the tune and set it to various lyrics, ranging from the patriotic to the banal. The tune had gained popularity in the United States by the time of the War of 1812, and Key's poem just so happened to fit the meter of the tune. Key published his poem in Baltimore just after the November battles, and the locals, still reeling from their victory, went wild over it. It started to be accompanied by Smith's tune of the Anacreontic Song, and the whole package just took off nationwide. It became a patriotic standard throughout the 1800s, before becoming our official national anthem in the mid-1900s. The national anthem is not without its critics, though. Some object to the song because it describes a violent battle. And tomorrow I'll recite the whole poem, and you'll see what they mean. Others don't like it because it's just plain tough to sing, with its ridiculous key changes and a pretty big range of notes needed to sing it and actually sound good. Like it or not, though, the poem is certainly a unique window into the mind of Francis Scott Key, a poem that lets us see the battle through his eyes on a cool September morning by the dawn's early light. Thanks for tuning in to episode 145 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We'll be doing a listener theme week here soon, so make sure you send your ideas my way. And also make sure you come back tomorrow for the last day of Fort McHenry week, when we finally look directly at the poem that has caused all this hubbub.